As I prepared to leave the house this morning, I heard the rough scrape of shovels against the pavement as the City Public Works crew got to work cleaning our street after the welcome rain washed dirt and debris down the hill towards the storm drains in front of our house. Later in the morning, I returned to see shrubbery and weeds trimmed back from the curb to make way for the street cleaning apparatus. As I went back inside, I could hear the grind and swish of the sweeper sucking the muck out of the gutters and away from the drains where it would go in the next downpour, if not removed. And from the storm drains, it's a short ride to the nearest tributary or stream and then on to the Rivanna River. We often think of stormwater carrying sediment and yard and street chemicals to our waterways, but there's plenty of trash and garbage that also comes along for the ride. I have to admit, it takes a certain kind of mindset to keep one's attention on matters of trash and litter. The refuse of our lives is, by definition, that which we refuse, that which we no longer want or need, and that which we would just as soon have out of sight and out of mind. This includes the woody debris that collects on my street, fallen from trees overhead, as well as the plastic bottles and bags, fast food wrappers, and other miscellaneous items that settle on the landscape. Many of us have the benefit of city or county services that help with the removal of this solid waste. The river, however, does not. And the accumulation of litter along our waterways and byways is the most visible form of pollution most of us encounter in our everyday lives. And we've come a long way in understanding its effects since the 1950s, when the litter bug became part of the national lexicon. Back then, it was all about civic pride and community aesthetics, and even today, millions of dollars are spent annually in the pursuit of clean parks, beaches, and roads. But after over 50 years of living in the plastics generation, we also know that much of the litter we see today does not degrade, that it can pose hazards to wildlife, and that it can contain or be composed of chemicals whose slow release adds to the toxic load in our groundwater and rivers. And with the advent of ever finer tools of measurement, we have learned that microparticles that result from the slow degradation of manufactured and raw source plastics are ingested by the tiniest of organisms, zooplankton, and through the food chain make their way into the very tissues of fish, birds, and those that eat them. It's easy to become overwhelmed in the face of the vastness of the problem. But we have an opportunity this coming weekend to pitch in and help. The 2007 Rivanna River cleanup is happening this Saturday, August 25th. The cleanup will bring teams of helpers, young and old, by boat and on foot, to select places on the Rivanna that are in need of a clean sweep. This event is being hosted jointly by the Rivanna Conservation Society and the Thomas Jefferson Soil and Water Conservation District and starts at 10 a.m. at various sites, including Raceford Road, Riverview Park, and the boat landings at Milton and Palmyra. The Rivanna River Cleanup is part of a Virginia-wide network of events coordinated by Clean Virginia Waterways, the Virginia program aligned with the International Coastal Cleanup. This long-standing program has been hosting beach cleanings since 1986 and has yielded not only a whole lot of trash, but a whole lot of useful information about trash and our habits of disposal. Like the Rivanna River cleanup this Saturday, hundreds of events from late August through October coordinate teams of schools, churches, community organizations, families, and businesses in the task of cleaning up after ourselves and our neighbors in and along the waterways. Participating in a river or beach cleanup is immensely satisfying. The results are immediate and visible. I'm glad the city of Charlottesville works to keep the debris of stormwater from entering our river. But those plastic bags draped in tree limbs along the river and the soda bottles poking out from weeds on muddy banks have become litter and thus belong to no one and to everyone. Drawing from another 50s slogan, let's keep the Rivanna beautiful and clean. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.